All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, as always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-CALL-NOW. They are bilingual, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. By the way, they're bringing soccer to the airwaves here. Opportunity now to catch up with Houston Dynamo defender Griffin Dorsey. Dynamo last night, a 5-0 win over Portland. This was dominant. Did you see that coming, Griffin?
You know, I want to say that I think we could all feel it. We've been really hungry for a win at home and just a win in general. And I don't think I saw 5-0 happen, but a win for sure was in the sights.
You know, your ability to get forward and get into the box, in my personal opinion, has brought a different dimension to the Dynamo, a different piece of the Dynamo attack that has to be respected. You earn the penalty 4 minutes in by getting into the box. You have this innate ability to do that. It's really come together. Just take me into maybe learning and understanding this position a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I grew up as a winger. That's what I played in college. That's what I played all the way through high school. And once I got to the professional level, I had to start learning outside back, balancing the attack and defense. But I think the ability to get forward and get into the box is really stems from my youth as a winger.
So combining that with, you know, and marrying that to the defensive side of it, and then you got to go box to box. I mean, this to me is probably the least desired position in the league. And I'm watching you do this last night. Or in the game, and I'm watching you do this last night, and I said on the air, I said, you know, I just would not want to be an opponent in the wide area, because there is one thing you're going to have to do. You are going to have to match the physical output of Griffin Dorsey.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I mean, I understand for a lot of people it's maybe not the most desired position, but for me, you know, I've fully embraced the defending aspect of the position, and I've always loved the attacking aspect. And for me, it's the perfect position. It marries those two together and gives me a little bit more freedom.
Griffin Dorsey joining us. You know, your story is a great one, and this is why I really wanted to do the interview with you. The other thing that really jumps out to me is that a couple of years ago, when Todd Ramos brought you to Houston from Toronto FC, you had not played a lot in Major League Soccer at that point. And you have to maybe say, despite the team not getting great results, this became a real opportunity for you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, very fair to say. I signed a Generation Adidas contract out of the draft in 2019. I had 3 years guaranteed, and after 2.5 years, I got released from Toronto. So I didn't really have a home, didn't have a team, didn't have a place to play. And for a little while, I was kind of just floating to see what was going to happen. And when I got the call from Tab for the opportunity to come to Houston, for me, it was just a massive opportunity to stay in the league and enjoy every ounce of opportunity I could possibly soak up. And since then it has kind of flourished into something that, you know, I'm grabbing with both hands and I'm going to continue to ride.
All right. You're an ultra confident guy. That's what I see. I hear all the things come back to me. What a professional attitude. This guy trains like a first team player every single day. You know, you hear these things. It's easy. It comes to you. But was there ever a time you're worried? Because look, you leave the University of Indiana early. You haven't completed your education. You're making the shot at the pros because people are interested in you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty dicey stuff in a way, right? It's real.
For sure. For sure it is. And, you know, I'm a true advocate that, you know, hard work pays off. And that's what I've attested my career to up until now, and I will continue to attest my career to that. I believe that if you work hard, things will work out for you. And, you know, I didn't stop working hard in Toronto. Things didn't work out, but ultimately the move to Houston was exactly what I needed. And once again, I attest the hard work to that.
Dynamo defender Griffin Dorsey joining us here. Leagues Cup has been a great thing for you this year. I mean, essentially, you've earned a starting right back job. Got an incredible tournament. For me, you were the top player for the Houston Dynamo, game in and game out, scored the spectacular goal. You know, when you got that opportunity, like you said, you grabbed it with two hands. Just take us through that tournament and what it meant to you this year, and where you felt your confidence kind of blossoming now that you were getting some, you know, pretty consistent minutes.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me this year, it was the start of the year was a bit of a battle to find an opportunity on the field. You know, an early opportunity that didn't go so well at New England early in the year. And then another opportunity that you know, panned out pretty well away against LAFC were two of my major opportunities at the beginning of the year. And so for me, I was just looking for more opportunities. And once again, the hard work is really what brought those opportunities to fruition. And then once I got it, you know, I was going to grab onto it with both hands.
The training every day, the playing, the passion for the game. It is hard work. It is a grind. You have to be ready. It doesn't make it any easier down here in this climate. On the other hand, I get the sense that you enjoy hard work and you enjoy the process of making sure you're ready for when that moment comes and training like a first team player. And not everybody has that ability to do that.
Yeah. You know, I think in Toronto, I learned a lot about that. Guys like, you know, Michael Bradley is a great example of a through and through professional. And to be able to witness that at a very young age, you know, kind of gave me the motivation to have that mentality, because that's something that you can control. And there's a lot of things in this profession that are out of your control. And I believe that if you can control what you can control, things will end up panning out the way you want them to.
All right. So as we're doing this interview, I just got a text from Dynamo Communications man, Jack Holmes. And he said, by the way, Griffin is finishing his degree at Indiana. So where are you fitting the time in to do that?
Yeah, that's just been going on for the last 5 years. When I left in 2019, you know, Indiana had a great program called Hoosiers for Life. My scholarship was upheld by the university for the remainder of my life. And it's always been a goal of mine to finish chipping away for the last 5 years. And I graduate in December. I got three more classes this semester and then I'm done.
Can we ask you what you're getting your degree in? Because I know it's not a doctorate or anything in playing the right back position. So what is it?
I'm getting a degree in liberal studies and a minor in sociology.
Very, very good. So back to Indiana and the Hoosiers and playing under the legendary, you know, Todd Yeagley, his father, Jerry. Just talk a little bit about the program and the pride in it, because, you know, you talk about great college programs. This is one of the best. And, you know, it's one that maybe mirrors the professional game closer than others.
Yeah. I mean, I think what I really loved about Indiana, since the moment I stepped on campus as a recruit, was the sheer message of family. You know, you see it with the Yeagleys and how passionate they are about IU men's soccer, but the environment that surrounds you in that in that locker room, it's really something special. I mean, you feel like you're at home. You know, I was only there for a year and a half, and I still talk to the 10 recruiting class guys that were in my class, and you know, we have a great bond, and you know, they really breed a family mentality there.
Griffin, when you made the decision or were contemplating the decision of going Generation Adidas, again, a big decision, right, to leave college early, was there a big lobbying from Todd Yeagley, the head coach, to keep you there? Or how did he, you know, how did he deal with that with you? Because he doesn't want to lose a great recruit like you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were some conversations. I had sat down with him, and you know, I think he had a bit some reserve about me going and maybe not being ready on maybe a tactical defensive mindset, maybe a little bit of immaturity. And I think, in all honesty, he was right about that in some ways. But I firmly believe that I had to jump in and learn how to swim, and that's kind of where my decision lied, and that's where my decision continues to lie.
And you got to take risks sometimes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, risk reward. You felt good about it, obviously. How difficult was it to kind of get up to speed in Major League Soccer when you got there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was quite difficult. You know, I had 2.5 years of, you know, struggling through an environment in Toronto that, you know, breeds success. You know, 2019 was the year I got drafted. They made it to the final that year. I didn't play more than maybe one game. And, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow when you're coming from being a star at a college team and kind of being a star as you're growing up. But yeah.
Was there ever times in Toronto where you felt kind of like an outsider because you weren't playing a lot and you were a rookie and all these star players were achieving things?
For sure. For sure. There were definitely times. And, you know, the mix of the second team with the first team makes you feel like you don't really have a team, and you can feel all over the place pretty quickly. But that's this profession, and you have to be ready to handle that at any stage of your career.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Dynamo defender, having an outstanding run of form here. I was just totally impressed with the polish that it seems has been added to your game, from delivery to decision making. I mean, I don't think anybody ever questioned, you know, your power, your strength, your ability to get up and down. But you know, the quality now cutting inside and some of your delivery is just fantastic. How hard have you worked at that? I mean, you know, that doesn't just come by clicking your fingers. I mean, what's been going on to show us this polish and sheen and these great balls that you're now hitting?
Yeah, you know, I think when you, especially at the beginning of this year, when you don't have the opportunity to play as many minutes, you have a lot more opportunity to learn and grow in areas that you want to get better at. And so I sat down with the coaching staff and just had conversations about where they believe I can grow and how I can grow as a player on the field. And they worked with me, you know, while I wasn't playing, to get me ready for an opportunity where maybe I can shine and show some of that hard work.
There were some moments in the League's Cup where, I mean, I'm trying to remember which game it was, but the amount of times that you spearheaded the Dynamo attack from the right back position. I mean, you were the strongest card attacking wise on that night. And I can't remember which opponent it was. I'm not sure which it was. You might be able to help me, but it was a night they couldn't contain you. I mean, you must have had 4 or 5 runs cutting inside that they just had no answer for. And all of a sudden you're running upon the back four almost.
Yeah.
Which game was that?
I think that was Charlotte.
Charlotte. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a testament to the hard work and also the coaching staff sticking with me and continuing to help me grow when I can.
Yeah, let's add talent to that, too. It's just not hard work. We're going to add talent to that. All right, we're talking to Griffin Dorsey. Did you see it in Portland's eyes last night early in that game that they just may not have it, and this was a time to just stick the dagger in them? Because from my vantage point, I saw guys that looked like they wanted to head to the airport and get back to the Pacific Northwest.
You know, I think there's a serious home field advantage playing in Houston because no one wants to be here in the summer. And I think automatically you have one step ahead of your opponent. And I think you see it in Portland's eyes, but I think the way that we start games, you can see it in most teams' eyes. And last night we were able to put Portland away early, but I do believe that there is a huge home field advantage with the heat that's in Houston, and you know, already being one step ahead of the opponent.
Griffin Dorsey joining us, Houston Dynamo defender, by the way, again on Wednesday. It's into the Open Cup in the semifinals. We'll talk about that in a minute here. I was pretty astonished they played with such a high line based on the fact on a couple of things. Number one, economy of running and just keeping the game in front of them. But on the other hand, they had a number of changes, which I would have thought just to keep everybody compact might have made some of those changes work a little easier. I was just blown away at how high a line they had. Were you guys ready for that? I mean, you were obviously ready for it, but was it a surprise?
I think the high line was a bit of a surprise for us as well. But yeah, I mean, you go into those games kind of taking what you can get. And I think we did a great job of taking what we were given last night.
Griffin Dorsey joining us. Real Salt Lake. It's a different challenge. It's a team that's got Christian Arango now that makes them a little bit different, I think, than the last time you guys have seen them. Maybe a thought or two on them ahead of the semifinals of the Open Cup.
Yeah, I mean, I think this league is full of a lot of really good teams, and Salt Lake is one of those teams. You know, they're a hard team to beat, home or away. And you know, we have a lot of respect for them, and for us, it's just about doing our job, one game at a time.
Griffin, before I let you go, you know, as I watch Lionel Messi, I love the humility of the man and the way he weaves his teammates in, much like Hector Herrera. Just a word or two on Hector and, you know, how he does all these little subtle things to kind of weave the team in and connect even the younger guys in some cases.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoke about Hector a lot, and, you know, I think the thing that I talk about the most is, you know, there are in your career, or at least I know for me, in my experience, there are a few guys that have just this, it's like an it factor, like a greatness that you can almost feel. You don't even have to see it. You're just around him and you can feel it. And, you know, Jozy Altidore, Michael Bradley, just some of the names that I've had around me that have had that. He's one of those guys. And when you're around him, you can feel it. When you're on his team, you can feel it. And when you see some of the things that he does, you can see it. He's a great player. He's a great human. And although he doesn't speak a lot of English, you still feel like you connect with him on a personal level.
That aura that he has, you know, when you're sitting in your locker before a game, it must be pretty nice to look across the room and see Hector Herrera.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Griffin, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work. It's been a joy to watch you play. Best of luck against Real Salt Lake. Thanks for joining us tonight here on ESPN 97.5.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Have a good one.
All right, that's Griffin Dorsey. And you can see him and the Dynamo in action on Wednesday night. They take on Real Salt Lake, semifinals of the Open Cup. We will have a pregame show at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. Game will kick after 8:30, and it will be the second of two semis. So the Dynamo will know going into that game likely who they could potentially get, and that could potentially be Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. All right, we'll take a break here, brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713, call now.